Listen for details. Read the following statements about trends in family households in North America. Then listen again and circle the correct numbers.
Welcome to People Focus. I'm Sarah Newman. In the United States and Canada, when we think of the meaning of the word family, we tend to think of the traditional household, that is, the members of the typical immediate family, two parents and their growing children, living together. Well, today, we're going to look at some recent trends that are changing the way we think of the typical North American household. For example, traditionally children leave home at around the ages 18 to 20. But in recent years, more and more adult children are coming back home to live with their parents. They often stay there until they are 30 years old or more. This is Tommy.
Hi, so I'm Tommy O'Brien. I live in Boston, and I'm 28. I work as an administrative assistant in a doctor's office. I'm single, and I live with my parents. I really want to get my own apartment, but I can't right now. It's just too expensive for me at this time. So I help out with household chores, such as cleaning and doing the laundry. And I'm looking for a better job so I can get my own apartment.
Around the world, 80 to 90% of the world's children live with both parents in the home. However, with an increase in divorces in North America, this is changing. For example, in the U.S. today, the percentage of children who are living with two parents is only about 70%. In other words, almost one-third of all U.S. children live with only one parent at home. Listen to Helena.
My name is Helena Wu, and I'm from San Diego. I'm divorced, and I'm a single mom. I have three kids, two boys, Darren is 12 and Casey is 10, and one girl, Marcy is only 6. They stay with their dad only one weekend out of every month, but he keeps in touch with the kids every day by phone. He's a good dad and very hardworking, but we have very different lives.
Another trend is an increase in multi-generational households. That is, households in which one or more grandparents live with their adult children and their grandchildren. 20% of American households today are multi-generational, and the number is growing. Here's Deepti.
My name is Deepti Prakash, and I'm from India. I live in Miami with my daughter Priya and her husband Anish in their third-floor apartment. Priya is a bank manager, and my son-in-law is a doctor. During the day, I take care of my granddaughters, Anika and Nesa. Anika is 4, and she loves to talk. She's so friendly and outgoing, and we have great conversations. Nesa is just 2 years old, and she's incredibly cute. But her favorite word right now is no, so she keeps me very busy. I'm widowed, so it's really nice to be able to live with family. And since both my daughter and son-in-law work, I help out with some of the household chores, such as shopping and cooking.
So we can see that recent social trends are changing the traditional North American household. Tomorrow, we look at some trends in other parts of the world. I'm Sarah Newman.